Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite you to call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We are live on the air and online, so you can discuss the issues that are important in your life or get a quick but thoughtful answer to your question. The phone lines are open now, and again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. As we know, the good news is simply this: Jesus Christ is alive. And so many times through the Word of God, we just see these conclusions that the apostles make, and just the simple statement, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We saw that as we were reading through the second half of Romans 7 yesterday. And I think for most of us, we find ourselves trapped at some point in our lives in Romans 7. The things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do anyway. And I love what he wrote in verse 18 of chapter 7. He says, if I can find it, here it is. I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. I mean, how many of us identify with that statement? We know what we should be doing, and we really want to do those things, but we don't have the power to carry it out. So we end up doing those things that we don't want to do. And boy, that becomes a vicious cycle. And it's when we come to grips with the reality of the resurrection and the power of the resurrection for daily living, that's when we can experience a breakout. That's when we can be set free from that vicious cycle. But it takes some time to really come to that point of trust that Christ can do exactly what he promised that he would do, and that was to teach us to say no to sin and to live righteous, upright lives in this generation. I know, Andrew, as you travel the country and as you speak to various groups, you meet tons of folks trapped in Romans 7, don't you?
Yeah, and it almost becomes the excuse passage for us. We think, well, look, I mean, even the Apostle Paul struggled. He did the very thing he didn't want to do. And so, you know, there's no hope, there's no victory this side of heaven. I've heard Romans 7 used that way. And I think what we need to see is, wait a minute, if Romans 7 is the Christian life at all, it's an abnormal Christian life. It's a life that is under law, and we were never intended to be under the law. So this is a burnout passage, but there's a reason for that burnout, Bob. The reason is that Paul is describing his experience, our experience, anyone's experience under law. It's like that famous song, you know, I fought the law and the law won. I mean, that's a good title for Romans 7. I fought the law and the law won. And then through that fight, trying to do my very best, I discovered a power called sin that was holding me captive. And the only answer to that power is God's grace, not law, but grace. So it's counterintuitive, it's a mystery, it's amazing, it's a miracle, but it is the grace of God that frees us from the power of sin.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Yes. Well, this is Basic Gospel, and those are good thoughts to get this particular broadcast underway. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'd love for you to join us on the phone. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss with us, give us a call, 844-322-2742. That's toll-free, of course, in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, a question about Christian living from Stephanie, writes to us from Sterling Heights, Michigan. Stephanie says, I am having a difficult time finding a local church that teaches the message of grace according to the New Testament. I am so discouraged when I visit certain churches. In some instances, the Bible is never referenced, and the entire message is about feel-good doctrine and a bunch of loud music, but never gets to the power of the gospel message that is so important in our lives. What do you suggest regarding visiting churches? I'm tired of wandering around aimlessly. I really want to be planted and support a local church. Am I too critical? Is this normal? By the way, she says, I love your program, listen daily, and am in the process of reading Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Thank you for your ministry of truth. That's from Stephanie in Michigan.
Well, we appreciate that question. And, you know, just based on her comments about the churches she's visited, we wonder why, you know, the church has lost its voice in the culture, why we can't really speak into the problems and the issues of the day, because we don't really have anything to say. You know, we just want to help people feel good. We just want to help them, you know, go out with some motivation to be their best on Monday. But we don't really connect people to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so as far as churches are concerned, that's what's of most importance. Does a church teach and proclaim the good news of Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and what those events mean to us here and now, how we can live in the power of the resurrection, how we can enjoy the promises of the new covenant, how we can experience genuine freedom through faith in Jesus. And it's when that gospel really takes hold in our lives and within our church communities that we can reach out and offer some genuine hope to people who are lost and in darkness. But how do you find a church? How do you go about that, Andrew? What is some of the advice that you have given?
Well, practically speaking, Bob, you know, when it comes to Michigan, for example, I know that within the what we'll call Network 220, there are five or six different people in ministry that we know that are proclaiming our identity in Christ and Christ in us. And it's possible for her, for example, Stephanie could go to Network 220 and look up the locations under Michigan. There's five or six different people there. Those aren't churches. They're not churches. But those people have their ears to the ground. They know what churches are more grace-oriented. They know what churches would be open to, you know, this message of the new covenant, because a lot of churches aren't open to it. So I might encourage her just to visit Network 220, take 5 minutes to peruse the locations tab there. And there's five or six people that are in ministry up there that she might want to reach out to. Maybe one of them would be near her. And you never know what friendships can develop there. And you never know, she may just find a home Bible study. It's not about the size of the group. It's not about what building they're in. Where two or more are gathered, I mean, there the Lord is with us. So there's nothing like face-to-face friendships. And maybe that's a place to get started.
Yeah. Richard, how have you addressed that question for people? I know a lot of folks email, and you answer a lot of those emails, and I know that's one of the most frequently asked questions. What are some things that you lay out for them to look for if they're looking for a church fellowship?
Well, I start with the question, are you able to serve? If God has put you in a place, if the Spirit has led you to a place, he's done that for a reason. And so don't let your fear get the best of you, because you might hear garbage. You might not. But if God has led you there, there's maybe just one person he wants you to meet. So be open to that. And that helps take some of the tension away, because now I'm not going to a church to be served, but to serve. And then, much like Andrew said, can you find a small group there someplace? I mean, you don't have to agree 100% with what the church is teaching, because you know, the organization is not the church. It's people who are the church, God's people. Is there some organization or group of people that you know, you can share a hobby? Maybe you play tennis, or maybe you like cooking or book reading or something. But it's done in the context of this fellowship, like Andrew said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there. And so rather than looking for the, quote, right church, I usually encourage people to ask the Spirit, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? And let the Spirit lead them.
Absolutely. Well, Stephanie, hope you're listening, and hope that's a help to you, as it probably is to a lot of people who are listening. And we would love for you to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley. My name is Bob Davis. Again, the phone number, 844-322-2742, toll-free, 844-322-2742.
So to our listeners, you know, we've talked about this Romans 7 trap, the things that we want to do, we don't do. The things that we don't want to do, we do anyway. We have the desire to carry out. We have the desire to do what is right, but we don't have the power to carry it out. How do we break free? If you have a testimony that you would like to share in that regard, we would love to hear from you. That could be an encouragement to other believers. If you're trapped in Romans 7 and want to come to that point where you can say, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, we invite you to call as well. There's hope in this gospel message. We want to connect you to what a life of faith in Jesus is all about and the freedom and victory that you can experience by grace through faith in him. So call, be a part of today's broadcast. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's been underscored many times the last few months why it's important for Basic Gospel to be on the air live so that we can get an immediate answer to you. Perhaps your discussion is important, your particular topic, some area of frustration in your life. As Bob said, perhaps it's a Romans 7 experience. 844-322-2742. Toll free. We want to hear from you right now while there's still time on the clock. Guys, a question from Eula about infant baptism. She would like to know what our input is on infant baptism.
Yeah, well, that's an important one, and recently I was asked that, guys, here at a church in Dallas, and just given a message on what it means for us to be in Christ and what it means for us to be in the Spirit and to have the Spirit in us. And then I had a lady come up afterwards and say, you know, that was a great message, but one thing you're wrong on, what you're wrong on is that, you know, children need to be baptized when they're born, and that's how they receive the Spirit, or that's how they're saved. And so, you know, we went back and forth for a while, but ultimately it was clear that she wasn't interested in looking into the Scriptures really about it, because I invited her several times to discuss any Scriptures that came to mind for her from her vantage point, and the reality is, guys, is that there isn't any. I mean, people were getting saved and then getting water baptized. I mean, Peter looks at a congregation of Gentile believers and he says, whoa, what prevents them from getting baptized just as we've been baptized, because they have received the Spirit just as we have. So which came first? Well, receiving the Spirit came first, baptism came second. So, you know, our motto is hear it, believe it, and live it. And when we engage in water baptism, we're just living it in a sense. We're showing on the outside what's already been done on the inside when we heard it and when we believed it. But we don't want to get the cart before the horse, and we don't want to have anyone have the wrong impression that there's something magical about H2O. Water never saved anybody. It's always been a spiritual baptism into Christ that saves us. And so when we hear the gospel and believe the gospel, that's what saves. That's why the thief on the cross was carried to paradise without a water baptism. And that's why Paul said, God didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Because it's preaching of the gospel that saves. It's not water baptism.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I grew up in a Methodist church, and Mom and Dad had me baptized, I think, when I was eight months old. And you know, I remember it as if it was yesterday.
Of course.
I'm sure you do. I have no earthly idea. I mean, but, you know, the pastor gave my mom and dad a letter that I was supposed to read, you know, when I turned 12 or something like that. And, you know, I think it got lost in several moves. So I have no earthly idea what the pastor was going to say to me. But as I was growing in my faith, you know, during high school years and college, I thought, I need to get baptized. And I had this, you know, just weird idea that once I went down in those waters, then, you know, all my sinful desires were just going to disappear. And it would just be, you know, the life-changing moment. And that's not what it is. It's just a celebration of what Christ has done. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't do anything particular. You grow as you respond to the grace of God through faith in Jesus. That's what the life is all about. Baptism is simply a sacrament to celebrate. And Andrew, you really speak very highly on in that regard, that it's like a birthday party you're throwing, you know, for being born again into the family of God. So it's a wonderful thing, but we shouldn't put too much emphasis on it, in the sense that it's a magical potion that is going to make everything work right. you know, the only way it works is by grace through faith in Jesus. That's how we're saved. That's how we live this Christian life. That's just one of the, tools God gives us to remind us of that truth, that reality.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So one of the things I've counseled people to do, because many of our listeners come from traditions or have family that are in traditions where infant baptism is a very strong thing. And I say, if you're invited, go joyfully. What you're actually doing is coming alongside the parents and letting them know that you're there for them, that you will be part of the spiritual formation of this child, etc. You don't have to get all huffy about it. Just celebrate it for what it can be, and let the Spirit lead you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, every day on Basic Gospel, you hear about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is unfailing, never-ending. You know, it's our purpose to make His love known and to help people hear, believe, and live in the abundance of His love. And in order for us to do that, many of you have given and supported this message that you hear each day, and we're grateful for your partnership. If you're new to Basic Gospel and you've heard truth that has already made a difference in your life, you too can help. In fact, we need your help because there are many more who are mired in the trappings of religion and who need to hear the truth that will set them free. You can help us get this word out by clicking donate on any page at basicgospel.net or by speaking with our operator at 844-412-2742. And for a gift of any amount this month, you're going to get a copy of our CD called Pierce the Darkness, our response to recent Supreme Court rulings and congressional votes and other events. So again, click donate at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, 844-412-2742. Help us get the word out.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Livermore, California, and talk to William, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, William.
Hi, guys. I was listening to your discussion on baptism and what Andrew was saying about his conversation with that woman and Andrew pointing out that Peter witnessed a group of Gentiles saved and then commented on, you know what would stop us from baptizing them, indicating that they were saved before they were baptized. I wanted to remind you of another passage where Paul met a group of believers who had not received the Holy Spirit when they believed, in fact, had not even heard of the Holy Spirit, and this is despite the fact that they had been baptized. In fact, they were baptized by John the Baptist, and he was a pretty good baptizer, so if anyone is going to be saved by being dunked in water, it'd be being dunked by John, and yet they were not saved even though they'd been baptized by John the Baptist himself. Mm-hmm. So baptizing a baby isn't going to save them any more than those men were saved back then. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's a fabulous point. And you know, ultimately, that group had heard a form of a message that was from John the Baptist. John the Baptist's message was ultimately, you know, repent from your sins, stop sinning, and look toward this person that's coming after me whose sandals I'm not fit to tie. And yet there wasn't the necessary ingredients there. Those disciples of John, those followers of John's teaching, they weren't able to hear it, believe it, and live it, so to speak, because they hadn't heard it all. They hadn't even heard of the Spirit who would live in them. And so that's a pretty essential ingredient to the basic gospel, isn't it? And so today we've got a form of this running around in the church today. People are saying that basically the gospel is repent, stop sinning, and live a good life. And that's not the gospel. The gospel is the Spirit of Jesus Christ comes to live inside of us, just beneath our flesh and bones and everything that we call us. He comes and lives inside of us, and He gives His life to us because He wants to express that life through us. And that is the gospel that really changes lives from the inside out. And they didn't experience that. And so that's why they hadn't heard of the Spirit and they hadn't received the Spirit. So point well taken. That's a great comment.
And then Paul did give them a message then, and they believed. And like I said, they were baptized by the Spirit. And I'm quite certain that Paul didn't take him down to any water, because Paul wrote elsewhere that he didn't baptize anybody except for he named a couple of people. Mm-hmm. So he didn't baptize them in water. They were baptized by the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus and John both said that God would do, is baptize them with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, William, we appreciate your comments. And, you know, I think the takeaway for our listeners is it's the gospel that saves, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism isn't a, water baptism isn't a part of that equation. It's not what we have to do to be saved. We simply believe it is by grace through faith in Jesus. It's as simple as that. And we get to celebrate that through various ways, water baptism being one of those. Well, William, thank you so much for your call and comment.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it, my friend.
Yes, indeed. Andrew, I heard you made a make a comment on the broadcast a couple of weeks ago, and then I heard it again as you were teaching at Bent Tree Bible Fellowship here in the Dallas area a Sunday a week ago. The quote was, if you're flirting with Moses, you're cheating on Jesus. Explain what that means.
Yeah, well, some folks, you know, it's like they're saying, well, we don't need the ceremonial law, you know, Jesus fulfilled that part. We're not going to do some ceremonial washings. We're not going to worry about our wardrobe. Of course, we're not going to go into Judaism in full force, but we still need the Ten Commandments, the moral law, to keep our behavior in check. And so I call that flirting with Moses, guys, because when you look at Romans 7, for example, which is the passage we've been looking at, I mean, look at his struggle. He was coveting. Well, what law was he under? Thou shalt not covet. Well, where does thou shalt not covet come from? It comes from the Ten Commandments specifically. And what is Paul's answer? Paul's answer is, apart from law, sin is dead. So what he's saying is, I was struggling under the Ten Commandments, and the result was sin, sin, sin. And so the answer is to get apart from the Ten Commandments. Now, not to use a part of the Ten Commandments, but to live apart from the Ten Commandments and live under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there, in dependency on the resurrected Christ within us, that's how we find freedom from coveting. That's how we find freedom from sinning. It's found in Jesus alone. So flirting with Moses is cheating on Jesus.
Yeah, well, good explanation there. And as you said, that really just gets us right back to what we started the program with, this Romans 7 trap. And when we try to get out of that trap through obedience to the law, through human effort, we see that trap just tightens its grip on us.
Really?
And that's what happened in my life. The harder I tried to get free from the trap of sin, the tighter sin gripped me. And finally, I just gave up my hands in frustration and said, Lord, if anything good is going to happen in my life, you're going to have to do it. And I think the Lord sighed and said, well, I've been waiting for that. that's the plan. That's the plan. That's why I sent Jesus. That's why I raised him from the dead. That's why I sent him to take up residence in you so that you could trust him. And that's as simple as it gets. But that's profound, that's powerful, that's freeing, that's life-changing, that's transformative. You can't get any deeper than that simple way to live. If you want to enjoy freedom in your life, if you want to experience victory over those sins that entangle and hinder, it comes through the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. Trust him. Trust him alone. You will see freedom starting to take root in your heart and soul and then just expand into every area of your life. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to live.
Absolutely. We want to remind our listeners, Bob and Richard and Andrew, of the opportunity to get a copy of our CD called Pierce the Darkness, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to the ministry. All you need to do is go to basicgospel.net, click donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, the bottom line of that, of course, is supporting the ministry, continuing to keep this message of God's love and the Lord Jesus Christ on the airwaves day by day, the airwaves and online, as a matter of fact. So again, 844-412-2742. Speak with our operator and join us as a partner. We'll be back tomorrow for a Friday edition of Basic Gospel. Now, thanks to all of you for listening, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.